The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Mathnasium.
Expert panel with Meg, and this morning, if you hear the counting song, you know it's time for Mathnasium, and we have Adana Elger in the house. Good morning, Adana.
Good morning. I always hate technical difficulties just before I start because I'm so unprepared for the morning. I think I've missed my coffee already.
Yeah, we were having a couple of little things going on here right before we started, but we got it figured out. It took me a second to find this little song because we have a Spotify, of course, so we Google it in, and it's like, I said, okay, the counting song, I had no idea. 30 songs, counting songs came up. I was like, oh no, which
just
one?
Just because everybody loves to sing about math.
Absolutely.
You had no idea, did you?
I did not have any idea. Okay, so with Mathnasium, tell me all about it, because maybe some folks don't know. We've heard your show before. Tell me about what this is all about, what you do. You are the owner of Mathnasium.
I am the owner of our local Mathnasium here in Pensacola. We also have one in Destin and one in Niceville.
Well, right away, I love the name because it makes me think math gymnasium. Is that
Excellent.
Kind of the idea?
That
okay.
is.
I'm pretty sharp sometimes, even on Monday morning.
I have heard some very unusual calls regarding what it might otherwise be. So I'm glad that that made sense to you.
That's good. So tell us all about it.
So we are a math learning center. We are a math-only learning center. We don't do anything else, no reading, no writing. I hire people who are amazing at the math. I generally ask to make sure that they can read. No, they're all fantastic people. I really love every one of our instructors. But no, we're a math learning center. We work with generally 2nd through 12th graders. That's contingent a little bit upon reading capabilities. And we do occasionally enroll students who are outside of that demographic, but that's sort of case-by-case basis.
So it's really important for kids because a lot of times that's the stumbling block. They might be good at English, they might be good at something else, and then math is the one.
All the time. That is absolutely the case.
And sometimes you just get behind. Like, math's a funny thing. Or I don't know if it's still the same way because I'm a little older, but once you lose that founding principle that then everything else is based on, if you never got the first part, then you're in big trouble because everything just keeps going forward.
That's
is that
right.
correct still?
That, absolutely the case. If you don't know your multiplication facts, you're going to struggle with factoring equations.
Exactly. So that's the hang up.
And everybody gets handed calculators now. Let me rephrase that. A lot of students get handed calculators now around 6th grade. There mm-hmm. are some exceptions to that in some of our local private schools, which I am always super excited to see. But if you're factoring an equation and you don't know the factors of 24 and 18, you're going to have dickens of a time trying to figure that equation out and how to make that work for you.
So do you tutor? Do you operate in a facility? That's kind of, tell us all about how it works
do.
If someone does need help.
Our students come into our center. They're in Pensacola. We're on Airport Boulevard right next to, kind of down the way from Fresh Market.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of F's there, sorry.
Easy for you to say.
First day with the new tongue.
It's Monday. Everything's okay.
I know, and I told you I missed my coffee this morning. I think I'm
going to
cry.
Yeah.
You have some left over?
You can have a sip of mine if you want. You're welcome to it.
So we start each student with a free assessment. We learn the answer to the question, what don't you know yet? Mm. Sometimes the answer to that question is a 7th grader who doesn't know their multiplication facts. Fractions are absolutely terrifying, and order of operations feels like it's a foreign language. Sometimes it's a 2nd grader who's ready for 4th grade skills.
Mm.
What they don't know yet changes from student to student.
Right, of course.
The free assessment is a fantastic opportunity to learn the answer to that question. There's no cost or obligation to our families whatsoever. If I could give an assessment to every single solitary student in our county, I would love to. Not everybody is going to choose us as a solution, But so many families would go home with more information than they had before.
That's really wonderful. It's a wonderful service, and you are making a big difference in children's lives because, really, these are the basic elements you have to get by in society to go forward. So it's very critical that this happens and that they learn these skills.
I think that what we do is not only super beneficial to our students, but beneficial to our county and to our teachers.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth grade teacher who's getting ready to start the new skills this year doesn't have time to go back and work a lot on the pieces that we hope that their student has understood from the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Learning loss over the summer is a real thing, and some of the kids didn't finish third grade really having a solid grasp anyway.
Right. Well, the other thing, too, is that we're such a transient society now, and we're moving, especially in this area with the military, moving every couple of years. And I remember as a kid, we moved a lot, and I would get to one school, and I'd be ahead of everybody. Right. And then I'd get to the next school and I'd be behind. And it was the worst feeling in the world.
Oh, yeah. And especially if you've left feeling really good. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, my gosh, what did I miss?
That's exactly right. And you don't know what you don't know. So you don't even know what questions to ask in class.
Right.
Or you're embarrassed too, because you don't want to come across like a dummy.
That is so the case. And sometimes parents really don't understand that that's what's happened in their school, in their student school, too.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see those metrics. They don't know what was taught last year and which things their student missed. So the parent's first thought is, she's always been a fantastic student. I don't understand why this year is just suddenly terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that it's a bad teacher. Sometimes it is. Sometimes the teacher doesn't know how to communicate well enough for your student, because what works for one student won't necessarily work well for another student.
Right.
So good teacher, bad teacher kind of varies from student to student, too. It's not always that a teacher is a bad teacher. They may just not be able to explain it in the way that makes sense to your child.
Right. That makes perfect sense. If you just joined us this morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Dana Elder. She's the owner of Mathanasium. If you have a question about this topic and are curious about what she does and how they help the students, 850-437-1620. So you came in, you said you had a couple things you did want to talk about this morning. What were some of the things on your list?
So summer learning loss is a real struggle. We're moving into the summer vacation, and we know that all of our kids deserve a break. I do not disagree. There are a lot of arguments out there for why year-round school makes sense, and I can follow along with most of that too, but I think everybody deserves a break. We as adults take time out of our schedules to take vacation, take downtime. Kids deserve some of those same opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
But when we don't do any academics for 2.5 months, things get forgotten. Math in particular, much like learning a musical instrument or a foreign language, if you're not using it, you're losing it.
You have to keep practicing.
That's absolutely the case. And so some of what we offer is a year-round program. Our students, when they start with us, we love to see them for an extended period of time. We fill in those missing pieces. We start to push them forward. Maybe your student finished this year off with an A. Excellent. That is always so exciting. Maybe they got a 5 on their FAST test.
Mm-hmm.
That is terrific news. We always love to hear that. But what are they going to start next year knowing and remembering? Coming into us will give us an opportunity to continue to work with them. It's a couple of hours a week. It's not like going to school for 7 days, 5 days in a row, and then, you know, trying to figure out how to fill in the weekend with all of our practices for sports and the games and church on Sundays and the other obligations that we have as members of the family. This is 2 hours, 1 hour, a couple or three times a week. We get to spend some time with your student, helping them make sure that there wasn't anything missed from last year and beginning to push forward into the new school year.
Okay.
What can we teach your kids so that fourth grade year starts out with half of the skills already understood?
And with confidence.
Absolutely. Now you get to be the kid who doesn't have to raise their hand to ask questions. Your kids get to be the one who's helping their peers.
Mm-hmm. And that's such a confidence builder. It's really great. Now, do you work with people online as well?
We do. We have an online option. We call it Mathanasium at Home. And those kids are working with our instructors from our centers. Many of them had worked for us in our center, and they have gone off to college, or they maybe have a new career that doesn't allow them as much free time to come into the center anymore. They will still continue to work for us. A little bit of extra money for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. they're doing what they're doing with us because they enjoy working with the kids and they like what they get to do for us. So our kids come online. Mm-hmm. Some of our kids do a little bit of online and come into the center sometimes.
Sure, that would make sense.
A bit of a hybrid version of it.
Okay. So when they're coming in and you're talking to them about what they want to learn and that kind of thing, so how do you go forward with a plan? Is it a package plan? Is it something you do from week to week? How does it kind of, and once I bring my student, how does the structure of it all work?
Absolutely. So we start with that assessment. We build a great learning plan from that information. So the things that they know. We don't spend time, we don't waste their time teaching mm-hmm. them something that they've already got. The things they don't know, we fill in little pieces. So they, each student has a binder. They pick their binder up. They come and they sit down with us at one of the tables. I sit down with them. We work through a couple of problems. Within the center, we're typically working at about a 3-to-1 ratio, but all instruction is face-to-face with each individual student because they each have their own customized learning plan.
That's excellent.
So when I get to problem number 3, maybe, I feel like Susie's ready to try this on her own. Mm-hmm. And I step away and I let her try that material without my help. If she gets to problem number 6 and she feels like this is a little bit different, it's a little bit harder, it doesn't look like the first few problems, she can raise her hand. That's terrific. We love it when they raise their hands. But kids who have been struggling often won't raise their hands. They've been sort of trained that their peers are going to make fun of them. Their teacher may say something that's slightly inappropriate. You know, a seventh grader who doesn't know their multiplication facts, the teacher's probably going to say, you don't know that yet.
And it's shaming in a way.
It is. And it's not intentional on their part. It's we don't really think about the fact that there are still seventh graders out there or ninth graders who don't know their multiplication
or
facts.
Adults.
Or adults.
Sorry. I had to throw that in there.
Not at all. So we sit down with them and we've done a couple of problems together. She raises her hand. She mm-hmm. says, I need some help. I might not be the instructor who sits down next with her. It might be you, Meg.
Oh,
you
that come would over not be a good idea.
My new instructor, Meg, sits down with mm-hmm. Susie and she says, oh, look at it this way.
Oh,
and
I see.
You draw a picture mm-hmm. or you use an analogy. Maybe you're both football fans and you're able to apply this particular skill to something that is related to the way some of the sports are, oriented.
So you're making it relatable and it's very individualized or customized for each student, which is great because you can't really have that expectation in a public school or even private school environment when there's more than one kid in a class.
That's right. And the team teaching approach allows each of our students to hear slightly different voices.
Mm-hmm.
Because I won't always be, if you're looking for a sports analogy, I am not the person to go to.
How many football players is
it?
So how long does it take typically? Do you set it up where it's a weekly thing or a monthly thing? How would a parent kind of go about making that plan for this summer or the school year?
So kind of like a gym, we work much on that membership basis.
Oh, okay.
So we do month to month, but generally we look for a contract.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mostly about making sure the families understand that if your seventh grader is going back to third grade skills, that we cannot fix this overnight. Just like going to a gym, if I need to drop 40 pounds, I did not put them on in 3 weeks. I'm not going to take them off in 3 weeks. Math skills get built back the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes time to kind of fill them all in and get everybody back up to par. But filling in a couple of foundational gaps can make a huge difference in tomorrow's test, too.
Oh, yeah.
We've had kids in Niceville that I have seen who had gotten a 2 on their last FAST test, and one young lady was 5 points short of a 5, which for those of you who are not familiar with the way FAST testing works, it's a 1 to 5 ranking.
Uh-huh.
A 5 is best you can do. So
this
to go from a 2.
Assessment test for kids?
Or? Yes, okay. Right. It's administered 3 times a year.
Okay. So what would be the general cost then typically for a student?
So it depends on the program that you're looking for, but we do run up between $30 and about $35 an hour. It sort of depends on what it is that you're looking for and how long you would like to commit your student to our program.
Okay. Well, I'm changing the subject a little bit. One of the things you mentioned you wanted to talk about was grade inflation, I believe. What that is. I have kind of a lingering memory of that.
So grade inflation is basically the idea that when everybody performs poorly on a test, it curves up, and so now everybody's got an A or a B.
Mm.
That can result in fantastic grades it doesn't always result in fantastic knowledge.
Wow.
So students who will finish with A's and not really have all the skills that they need. Parents look at that and will often say, well, yeah, but she's getting A's. Mm-hmm. And we find that there are skills from last year or the year before that aren't quite where we think, where we hope that they would be.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we do is paper and pencil within our centers, by the way. And we don't allow calculators except on specific homework assignments.
Well, that's wonderful, because then they really are forced to do it the hard way, so to speak.
Well, we're teaching
the easy way.
Right. We're teaching for understanding, though. Mm-hmm. And so the problems aren't meant to be difficult. They're meant to make sure that the kids know how to get the answer, because then when you've got something that involves, you know, 17 digits and decimal points, you can plug it into your calculator, but you know the process.
Which makes a big difference.
And more than likely, you'll be able to look back at that and say, oh, well, if I ignore those decimal points for a second and round my numbers, I know what the answer should be close to.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that in my head. Now I can feel pretty confident that the answer that I've come up with using the calculator was a good one.
So what is the age range of students that you do work with?
So, like I said, around second grade, so typically six-year-olds, we're seeing a lot of like late five-year-olds, early six-year-olds that are coming in right now, mm-hmm. just finishing up first grade. They're good readers, but mom and dad want to make sure that they are prepared for the next year.
Okay, and then how old? What is the oldest student?
So we'll keep them through the summer after they graduate, typically.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
okay.
18.
Okay.
We do occasionally work with adults. They're kind of the exception to the rule, but we have enrolled students for ASVAB prep. And
what is that? Those,
the testing for becoming part of the military.
Ah, okay. Very good. That,
and
that
I would
be
tell
very
you
helpful.
What the acronym stands for,
that's
but
okay.
I would embarrass myself because I'll get one of the letters
No, that's
wrong.
Okay. I just wasn't sure, quite sure what that was.
No worries.
So then my other question would be then, is there a particular kind of curriculum or method that you do in your teaching?
So we really refer to it as the Mathnasium method.
Aha. Okay.
Crazy, right? Indeed. It was developed by a gentleman by the name of Larry Martinick out in California about 25 years ago. He's been working on the team out in California have been working on that curriculum and keep it very updated. So when there are new programs happening across the country, they will try to match some of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got 1,100 Mathnasiums across the country.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, so
that's
there are
incredible.
We do assessments and we do curriculum. There's no way that they could be matching every school in every county in every state.
Mm-hmm.
I find that most of the curriculum feels very old school to me. When we teach multiplication, we're not breaking it down into like multiplication with decimals and things like that. We don't break it down into a whole bunch of weird boxes and things, although when the kids bring in that new way of teaching it, our instructors have learned how to do that so that we can support the homework.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
But if you bring your seventh grader to me who needs to learn how to rework multi-digit multiplication, we're going to teach it the way I remembered how to do it. So
mm-hmm.
for those of you out there who are Megan Mind's age, mm-hmm. you'll find that very comforting.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, we did talk about that you have the young students coming in, which makes a lot of sense. Do you ever have students that are advanced that maybe need some help too, that are ahead of everybody else? How would that work?
We do. So the question to the answer to the question, mm-hmm. what don't you know yet, is what mm-hmm. our assessment is designed to fill out, or to find out rather. And so it's still about what don't you know yet. Maybe you're a second grader who's ready for fourth grade skills, and so that's where we start.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're really excited that our second grader knows that 3 squared is 9 and 4 squared is 16, and we know all of those. But maybe they didn't ever learn how to subtract correctly with a zero in the middle, because
mm-hmm.
that wasn't fun. That wasn't something to be memorized.
Do you work, as you think of the things that aren't fun, I remember I was good at those kinds of things, but not with trig, geometry, all those, that kind of stuff. So do you cover the whole spectrum of the different?
We do. We'll cover up through pre-cal without any complications at all. If we get into calculus, we have to start being a little bit more specific about when those students come,
mm-hmm.
because we don't require calculus capability within our instructors. It's great when they have it.
Right.
But honestly, finding ones who are really good with the middle school math is a little bit harder than finding one, because they too have been without a have been using calculators for years.
Well, and so much has changed over the years. My goodness, it's constantly changing. So, yeah. If you're just joining us, talking with Adana Elder, she is the owner of Mathnasium. And if you have a question for her, we still have a few minutes left. 850-437-1620 on Pep Talk.
We also do SAT and ACT prep. So for your student who may, we're almost to the end of this year's testing. There's a ACT in first week of June and another one at the middle of July. I think there's one more SAT test coming up, and I don't have that in front of me. I'm so sorry. But now's the best time to start preparing for next year. So if you have a junior who's finishing this year out and you're thinking SAT next year, or maybe you have a sophomore who's already thinking that direction. I know when I was a kid, we always took the SAT and ACT our junior years, and I've seen a little bit less of that recently. I've seen more of it in the senior years, and I haven't been able to pinpoint why that is. But
I remember junior year. Yeah. Everybody was doing it.
But we get lots of seniors in who are looking to raise their grades. Maybe they took it once or twice last year, and they're trying to figure out what they can do to raise that grade
up. And some students are very smart but don't test well.
Also true.
Yeah. So do you help with testing skills too a little bit?
We do. With the math primarily, though, it's about understanding and being confident with it. If you can become more confident with the pieces, then you're going to feel better going in.
I used to get so nervous because there was a time limit. So I was actually fairly good at it, but I would get nervous about, do I have enough time to figure this out? Because I'm a slow process kind of person, so that was part of the pressure.
Yeah, and SAT now is done entirely online. There is no written part of that at all.
Oh, wow.
There has been a huge change to that last year.
Wow.
It's adaptive. There are so many things about it that have changed.
But that's good that you know that. You know the current trends and what is happening, so you can help these kids get ready.
Yeah. And again, summer is a fantastic time to start working on that, because if you can get those skills rebuilt or built up over the summer when there isn't anything else going on, it's a much better time than when you're trying to mix that with all the things that are going to go into your senior year.
Oh, for sure. So talking with Adana Elder at Mathnasium. So talk again about, if someone just joined us, where you're located, how people can get in touch with you, especially if they have a student that you're not sure, but just want to get the assessment, see where they are at compared to the other kids and their grade level.
Sure thing. So our location here in Pensacola is on Airport Boulevard at 1630 Airport Boulevard. We're in the Fresh Market Shopping Center, right next to Smoothie King. I'll give them a shout out because they are next to our neighbors.
Well, see, then you can reward. If you go to Mathnasium, then I'll give you a smoothie afterwards.
Right. Well, actually, we actually have an entire reward system for all of our kids.
Okay,
right.
Talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah, so we have a reward cabinet. It's got lots of little things in it, candy bars and
squishies.
And for the kids who are older and are really not going to be excited about the little things that are in the cabinet, we always do gift cards. And so Smoothie King is one of the popular places because they're right there next door.
But we'll do
Amazon, and you know, if you're a Old Navy fan, or Sephora has been a recent. But you tell me, the kids get to tell me exactly where it is that they want to shop, and we'll give them that card.
That's terrific.
But we're at 1630 Airport Boulevard. Right there, that Fresh Market Shopping Center. Best way to reach us is at our phone number, which is 850-490-3606. And our website is mathnasium.com/Pensacola.
So again, I go to the website and find out the different courses that are available, those kinds of things.
So the website will tell you a little bit more about our program. It will reiterate or maybe explain further what I've said today. There's a button in the top right corner that says something about signing up for an assessment today. Click on that button. We'll collect just a little bit of information. All we need is a phone number and an email address, and you can select a day and a time to come in to do that assessment.
That sounds great. And this does seem to be a perfect time to do it.
It is a fantastic. I would say there's no bad time to start with math tutoring.
But now would be good.
Now is great because there are no other demands on our kids overall. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're not planning on doing a lot of traveling, this is the time. Come in a couple of times a week. This summer, we're actually offering an unlimited summer, which for a little bit more money up front, they can have unlimited sessions during the course of the summer.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So if you think that you'll make it more than three times a week, it's a great plan.
That is. Okay.
But again, that assessment is entirely free, and I really encourage everybody to bring their students in, because the worst thing that happens is you've spent an hour with us in our center, and you've learned exactly what your student knows and doesn't know yet.
Right. Okay. Talking with Dana Elder one more time, your address, phone number, website.
Mathnasium.com/Pensacola, 850-490-3606. And we're on Airport Boulevard right next to Fresh Market.
Thank you, Adana, for coming in this morning. Adana Elder with Mathnasium, helping our kids keep up, which is a fabulous profession. So thank you so much. We really appreciate all that you do.
Thank you, Meg.